Joining us this morning is Daryl Davis from the Green Zone. Daryl, now, fans are calling this another ugly win for the Riders, but it's still a win, and just because it's Toronto doesn't mean they're going to lay down and this was going to be a pushover, right?
Yeah, but they don't look like the Toronto Argonauts that won the Grey Cup, Shaq. They've gone through so many changes. Injuries have really depleted the Argonauts, and they weren't much of a team. But the Rough Riders win. You know, they need to win. You have to beat teams like that. It wasn't a beautiful it wasn't a thing of beauty, that's for sure, but it was good enough to get that victory, and they're 12-4. Heck, man, that's the best record in the league.
Well, yeah, and fans are saying that, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. And yes, granted, there is some work to be done. But I mean, what are we expecting, to be beating other teams like 30-2 every week? I mean, what?
Yeah, there is some parity around the CFL. You know, Trevor Harris, the quarterback, and head coach Corey Mace have been saying that for weeks. The league is tough to win games. They're all pretty evenly matched. So anytime you get a victory, you should be happy with it. It wasn't beautiful, but it means that there's things to work on. Coaches love the fact that you still have to improve on things. Otherwise, everybody would get complacent. So they're going to work on things and get ready to go. The playoffs are 3 weeks away, basically 4 weeks away for them. They are going to rest a lot of guys when they go to Winnipeg this week. So I think they're going to make sure that they're healthy going into the playoffs, and it's going to be a different look, Saskatchewan Roughriders team playing in Winnipeg on Friday.
So who do you, I mean, obviously Trevor Harris is going to be resting, but what about guys like AJ and some of the receivers?
Yeah, AJ Ouellette's for sure going to miss it. It looks like, you know, these guys are battered. So is Trevor Harris. He's 39 years old. You know, he's taking some wear and tear. Offensive lineman Logan Ferland, Jamarcus Hardrick, those guys for sure. The receiving core, they're still juggling a little bit, right? Because Kian Schaefer-Baker and Sam Emelis have just come back. So how much do you want to play them? Do you want to risk them? Because they lost Keyshawn Johnson, one of their 1,000-yard receivers in the last game. You have to be careful that you don't suffer a really crushing injury during these last games that are technically meaningless. They hate it when we call them meaningless, but they don't mean anything in terms of the standings.
What about Brett Lowther? About if you look at the game, if it wasn't for him, we may not have won this thing.
You're right, 15 points. Hey, he was 5-for-5. He looked like the old Brett Lawson, the guy who used to stride into the shot like he hits a good golf ball, right?
Yeah.
So many kickers tell me that it's a lot like hitting a tee shot in golf. If you've got your rhythm going, everything's great. And it looked that way with Brett Lawson, you know, 5-for-5. It's weird to me they didn't kick any converts because they don't like having him kick into the wind. But he did look strong, and I think that they've probably settled that going into the playoffs that he's going to be their kicker. And I think they now have confidence in him again.
Well, just got to keep your head down, just like in golf.
That's it. Yeah, don't look at it, right? Just hope and get that rhythm going.
Well, let's switch gears here and talk about the Blue Jays. What the? Yeah. Now, this is interesting because, I mean, they just killed the Yankees, and now they go in with the Mariners and get a beatdown.
Yeah, I know. The Mariners are on fire, it seems like, too. And everybody's criticizing John Schneider, the Blue Jays manager, for his pitching move changes. He's done that over the years. It's always kind of been the thing that's infuriated Blue Jays fans, for sure, that he's pretty quick with the hook. And it looks like those are things he can be criticized for again. You know, he just doesn't seem to want to leave a good pitcher in, even though they're pitching well, because the numbers say take him out, so he takes him out, and it really ends up hurting the Blue Jays. They don't look very good. I'm upset, though, Shaq. You know I'm a Brewers fan, man.
Uh-huh.
What a game last night. I was so – oh, I thought we were going to have – the Brewers were going to have one of the greatest comebacks of all time, man. So I'm a little disappointed in that one, too.
Well, the Blue Jays get going again tomorrow night in Seattle. The good news is that they won the series against Seattle earlier on in the year. So hopefully that helps them out this time around. Green Zone's Daryl Davis joining me right now, talking about the Jays and the Riders. Daryl, have a great day and a great rest of your week.
You too, Shaq. Thanks for talking to me.